Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are also on DSTV 882. Do visit www.radiopulpit.co.zn. And I just want to say, every time we have an interview on air, if you want to catch up on it, maybe you still want to listen to it, you are welcome to visit our website. Go to the podcast section, and also when you are there, click on podcast and then follow whatever program you want to listen to the podcast. Maybe it's Spectrum with Paul, click on it. Maybe it's something else with Johan. Whatever interview you missed, you can get an opportunity of listening to it again on our website. We do podcast these interviews. So do visit our Radio Pulpit website and catch on some of the interviews that we had. So even with Khudisang today, after our interview, by next week, it will be on the website so they can get to listen. So Khudisang is a wife. She's a mother. She's a textile designer, gospel artist, and you have a Meal Friday initiative or ministry. I don't know. How do you call it usually?
It's both, hey?
Ne? Yeah. It's an initiative. It's a ministry where she gets to feed the needy and the homeless. Mm. And this afternoon, we are privileged to have her here in the studio to share on how she has seen God providing for her. And I know you have a testimony.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's large.
But before we get into it, give us a brief background about who you are and where you come from.
Okay. Khudisang is the last of three children. I grew up in Mahikeng, Mabatu. And I'm blessed. I grew up well, you know, both parents, you know. I met Jesus after a very tumultuous teenagehood. You know, I was a rascal teenager, like I was a mess. You know, and Jesus saved me, and that's how my life just changed, and my life just kept getting better. Went through varsity, studied textile design, got married 16 years ago. Yay, God is good.
Sure,
and
amazing.
I have an 11-year-old daughter. I'm a full-time textile designer, and I have a business. And then, I got a job at Statistics South Africa. I know, just don't ask. As a textile designer, you know. And after 3 years of working at Stats, God was like, wrong place. You're at the wrong place. And God didn't even give me time to say, hey, in the next 6 months, I'm going to ask you to resign. And he was like, it was towards the end of the year. And God was like, you need to pack everything and leave, because there are greater things that I've called you for and you don't belong here.
Sure.
You're basically occupying someone's space. And I had to be obedient, especially when God said, you are occupying someone's space.
Hmm.
You know, I was now beginning to mess with people's destiny by sitting there, and I resigned. And that's when Tabitha Foundation was born. You know, because I was like, okay, God, then what do I do? And God was like, you're going to take care of the needy, you take care of the widows, you take care of the orphans. And that's how Tabitha Foundation was born.
So, you know, God, sometimes, I mean, I can imagine you're leaving such a comfortable place where you get a salary, you get a bonus, you get benefits, medical aid, aircon.
Girl.
And God says, you're going to take care of the widows, the orphans.
Yeah.
And
the destitute.
And how did you, and you said, yes, Lord, I'll do it.
Listen to me. If I say to you that I just said, yes, Lord, I'll do it, like immediately,
you'd be lying.
I'd be lying.
There was a wrestle. Yeah. You were
resisting.
Listen
to me.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a situation where I've got a husband. My daughter was like, was it 4 or 5 then? You know, and the first thing after I said my yes, I had to take it now to the head of the house to say, this is what the Lord said. You know, and I mean, obviously, it came as a shock.
Sure.
Because, you know, some people would be like, are you the only one God is talking to? Like, what are you going to do? You know, there's a bond to be paid, you know, medical aid, there's pension benefits, there's this and that. And I was like, you know what? God made me to understand that there's no security outside of him.
Sure.
And I think, like, even now with the pandemic, we're learning that there is absolutely no security without God. You can have that 9-to-5 job, but how many people are now sitting jobless? And where's that security that we were talking about? And I, you know, my husband, God really touched him and God spoke to him. And we now agreed, and he was like, you have my full support.
Sure.
There's nothing, there's no part of my ministry that I do, and he's not supportive.
Hmm.
And that's how the journey began.
Sure. So that's how Tabitha Foundation was formed. And under Tabitha Foundation, it's you providing the Meal Friday initiative.
Yes.
Take us through Tabitha Foundation. What is it that you do?
Okay. So what Tabitha Foundation does. Okay. So now, this is how the soup kitchen started.
Okay.
I was like, okay, Lord. Oh, and then I read this book by Israel Houghton. It's something about worship.
Okay.
It was a book about worship leading.
Okay.
But then he spoke about having a ministry of some sort. Like, you can't just be like a worshiper, like in song.
Okay.
And then there is nothing else that you're doing to impact the world for Jesus. You know, and that really touched my heart. And, you know, the Lord was like, if you didn't have a voice to sing anymore, what would you be doing? And I said, then I was like, okay, Lord, lead me, direct me. I don't have a lot of money, you know. And remember, I've just resigned. So I'm like, okay, you want me to do what? With what money, you know? And God was like, there's always something in your hand. Moses had a rod. There was 2 fish and 5 loaves. There's always something in your hand. And I remember waking up, and then we bought 10 loaves of bread, and I cooked soup. And that's how Meal Friday started.
Sure.
And it was the most amazing day of my life because I finally understood what God had called me for.
Sure.
Yeah. Very fulfilling. Mm. Absolutely satisfying.
Mm.
And that's how Meal Friday started.
So how do you usually do your Meal Fridays? Do you pick a spot? Do you have a specific spot you go to? How do you do it?
Okay. So it's a drive.
Okay.
And this drive started at the corner of Bourke and Esalen in Sunnyside.
All right.
We would start, we'd station there, we serve, and then when the people on that particular corner are done, we move on to the next block until the food is finished.
Sure.
So it's like a drive. Sometimes you find that maybe we're a little bit too early and then we're left over, we've got like some plates left over. We literally drive around until those plates are finished.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Khudisan, you're doing all of this from your own pocket, right? Or do you have sponsors at the time when you were starting?
At the time when we were starting, sister.
You were doing everything from your pocket.
You know, my mom, my sister, you know, my husband, these are like such a great, there's such an amazing support system. But we were basically doing everything from our pocket. There was no sponsor. We literally just had to trust God and move by faith, which is something that I've learned from God. God is always waiting on us. Most of the time we say we're waiting on God because we're afraid. We're fearful of taking that step of faith. And we use I'm waiting on God as an excuse.
Sure.
As soon as I started moving, provision started following.
Amen. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. Family, my guest this afternoon is Khudisang Ugunbambi in studio. If you have any question, comment, or you know, you want to ask her something or just comment her, you're welcome to send us a voice note or send us a WhatsApp message, 0826572729. 0826572729. Also share on your experiences. Maybe you're listening and you also have you know, your soup kitchen, or you've been working with or feeding the needy. Also share your testimony with us. Tell us how God has been providing for you or how you have been doing it. So tell me, in all this, I hear you say, you know, once you started moving, God started providing.
Yes.
How have you seen God providing for you, especially with Tabitha Foundation?
I've seen the power of God in that, you know, we also support the orphans.
Yeah.
We've adopted an orphanage where, like, if there's a need, we just believe God, and God just amazingly provides. I think it was 2 months ago, the director of the orphanage, Indabazo Sindi, so orphanage where we support, you know, she was like, yo, there's nothing in the house, there's no electricity, and, you know, the municipality, you know, we've got so many problems with the electricity bill and this and that. And there's a doctor from my church, she just called me and she's like, hey, I've got something for you, you know. And it was clothes, shoes, food, and a 2,000 rand cash donation.
Wow.
It was the most amazing experience, and it was such a delight to be able to take that money and say, hey, mama, look at what God has done. Here's the money for the electricity.
Sure.
God will always align people, and he will align things for his kingdom.
Sure.
He will align things and he will move. Mm. He will move people. He will move their hearts just for his assignment on your life to be fulfilled.
Sure. And you know, I always say this, that when God gives you a vision, he gives you provision.
He does.
And I know so many times we doubt when God says, you know, I want you to feed the orphans and widows. You're like, with what?
With what?
You know?
Yes.
And sometimes you literally, you honestly genuinely don't have the money.
Yes.
And you're asking yourself, with what?
Yes.
But when I've realized it so many times, because I also have a women's ministry.
Yes.
And I've seen God providing.
Yes. Yes.
For the ministry.
Yeah.
You know, when he gives you a vision,
yes,
he gives you provision.
Yes. Sometimes at the very last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone comes through, something
yes
comes in.
Yes.
And
yes,
and that's how God operates.
He does. And you remember when they were at the mount and the disciples were like, but where do you want us to buy bread?
Hmm.
There was no sign of where these people could
buy
bread.
There was no bakery. And there was no shop.
Yeah, and then there are all these multitudes. You're telling us to tell them to sit down.
Imagine.
But there's no food. What are you talking about, Jesus?
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Miraculously, they ate and there was basketfuls left over.
Sure.
You know, so we should not limit ourselves. Because the truth is that we can never limit God.
Mm.
His power is infinite. His
sure
power is endless, and he's ever at the peak of his power.
Mm.
If we could just learn to trust him, and if we could just learn to understand that God can never send you on an assignment and he doesn't give you the equipment to fulfill
true
it.
True. Yeah. But how do you keep yourself motivated then? Because it's challenging at times for you when you don't see the provision coming at the time you wanted, but you know God is in control,
yes,
but you don't see an answer.
Yes.
How do you keep yourself motivated? Do you make time in reading the word? Do you fast, pray? I'm just saying, how do you usually just keep yourself, you know, focused and rooted and and not losing focus at all?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Look, sis, I love to tell the whole story because I think sometimes people struggle a lot, you know, in the Christian journey, because we're not open, and we like to package things to appear to be perfect.
Sure.
There are some days where it's like Friday morning and I am so tired because I'm a textile designer, and on Saturdays I do pop-up markets.
Mm.
Now, you have to find that I have to stop the production that I'm making for the next market, which would be probably the next day on a Saturday, and I have to attend to the soup kitchen, right? I start cooking around 3 a.m. in the morning,
sure,
3 to 4 a.m. in the morning, so that by 8 o'clock we leave the house and we go serve.
Mm.
Some days are really difficult. Some days I'm just physically tired.
Mm.
And I have to trust God for the strength. By the time I finish washing the rice, by the time the rice starts boiling, by the time my worship music is playing in the background, strength just fills my heart.
Wow.
By the time I remember what God has called me for and why I am doing, why I need to do what I'm doing, I just gain strength.
Sure.
So you constantly have to look back at the vision.
Mm.
It's important to keep the vision continually before you.
Mm.
Continually remember what God said when he called you.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, you'll be tempted to be like, okay, but I'll do it next week.
Mm.
And then I remember those faces of those young
people who are waiting.
They're waiting for that meal. Some of them will tell you, I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Sure.
So and they then were and then I want to sleep.
Come. Yeah.
So you understand, like, you get to understand that this is beyond you.
Mm.
You've gotta die to the flesh.
Mm.
Jesus didn't feel like dying on the cross.
Mm.
But when he remembered you and me,
mm,
he had to just let it all go. He had to give up his crown. He had to give up everything because of the glory that lies ahead.
Mm.
So when I constantly have to remind myself of the call, I constantly have to strengthen myself by remembering that this is not about me, but it's about the generation that God has called me for.
And you do this faithfully every Friday, or is it one Friday?
Every second Friday.
Oh, so every second Friday.
Yes, yes.
And
it's meant to be every second Friday, but sometimes the resources are not there, and I have to just trust God that somehow he will make a way. And every time I say, you know what, Lord, it's been 2 weeks now. I really need to, I don't know what you're going to do. Mm. Miraculously, God will show up.
Sure.
There's a lady that called me, a very good friend, sister of mine, that said, I'm celebrating my birthday and I want to send money for Tabitha Foundation.
Mm.
Those are some of the amazing testimonies that I've experienced God's miraculous hand.
Wow.
You know, God will just put me in someone's spirit and the person will say, oh, by the way, I want to donate this. I want to donate that. I want to donate a bag of rice.
Mm.
And I've just seen God's hand of provision.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, my next question was, have you ever been in a situation where you yourself in your house, you had nothing to eat?
Girl.
And you know what I mean when I say nothing to eat? Sometimes things are tough, as in, I've been there where you don't have a plan, you know, and I have kids who look at me to say, Mama, there's no bread.
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself in that situation mm-hmm. with your family mm-hmm. and you still had to think about those people in the street?
Listen to me. I remember I was still living in Sunnyside.
Sure.
It was a Friday. I cooked. We went out. And I knew very well that when I get home, there's no food in the fridge. And I don't know what everybody's going to eat. Honestly, there was nothing. And sure. I remember getting home. I think I was washing the pots because like there's a lot of washing up to do after soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was washing up and tidying up. And a friend of mine calls me and says, hey, I'm downstairs. You know, I was cooking 1, 2, 3 and I thought about you. And she brought food. And we ate.
Sure.
And, you know, it just kept coming. And God, one thing about God is that he will never leave you stranded.
True.
When you take care of his business, I know it's such a big cliche and we say it all the time.
Yeah.
When you take care of his business,
he takes care of yours. Sure. Mm. And in the midst of all these things, we'll go back to Tabitha, but you also are a musician. You're a gospel artist.
Yes.
Have you, for some reason, no longer doing music or music? It's your ministry.
Yes.
You're still doing it.
It is. I am. I'm still doing music, but I haven't just recorded in a while.
Yeah.
Because I really am a firm believer in God's time.
You don't just do things for the sake of. Do it when he says it's time.
Yes, I refuse to put myself under pressure. When God releases a message for me, you will definitely get the album.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't do things for the sake of because I did it then. Because remember, we can't put God in a box.
True.
And I'm not just saying this to make excuses.
Yeah.
I still do go minister, you know, at different churches. Yeah. I do that very actively. But when it comes to recording music, I believe in really being able to pass on a message that comes from the mouth of God. I don't believe in doing things for the commercial side or for business. I've always been like that when it comes to my music ministry. It's about a message that God wants to give to his people.
Sure.
And that's where I am with my music. I firmly believe that I don't want to just do my own thing when it comes to the music
ministry.
You want
to do a God thing?
Hmm. Yes, it must be a God thing.
So right now I want to play the song Yahweh. You still remember it? It's your song, by the way. So tell me, what was happening in your life when you wrote the song or when you recorded this? It has such a beautiful meaning. You're praising God, but I just want to, what kind of space were you at during that time?
Okay, I didn't write the song.
Okay.
It's a public domain song.
All right, okay.
But the first time
you rearranged
this song, I was blown away.
Okay.
I was blown away because at that time, I remember, I was getting ready to release my DVD.
Okay.
Right. To record and release my DVD. And it was a tough time because I still had to trust God for resources.
Sure.
You know, and I saw the power of God and people just rose up. I'll support you with this. I'll support you with that. I'll bring this. I'll donate this. I saw the power of God. And, you know, for me, the presence of God is absolutely everything to me. You know, immediately I find myself like I just want to be at your feet like Mary. Immediately I find myself being a bit Martha-ish, if you know what I mean. I'm too busy with too many things. Sometimes we're even too busy with kingdom things and then we're drifting away from the feet of Jesus. I just want to be at your feet, Lord. So that's where I was when I recorded that song.
Sure.
I really just wanted to give God the glory for his goodness over my life.
Okay.
And the title of the DVD is I Testify. So it's basically a journey. Like I was saying to you that I was a rascal teenager. I was a complete mess. So I want to just encourage mothers out there that might be having some troublesome teenagers. I don't want to use that word. Maybe it's a difficult time. Your teenager seems to be going astray. There is hope. Just continue to cover them with prayer. Yeah. I was that teenager and God saved me.
Sure.
And this is where I am today. So don't lose heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to play the song Yahweh and then go to the 5 o'clock news.
Okay.
And when we come back from the 5 o'clock news, we're wrapping up.
No problem.
Where you'll be telling us more about how do you get to juggle between everything,
oh,
you know, doing everything and how can people also get involved if they want to, you know, sort of give into your ministry and also how can people get hold of you?
No problem.
All right. So right now, family, here is Hudisang with Yahweh. And also, if you have any... if you have any question, any comment, you're welcome to send us a WhatsApp message 0826572729.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 0674297564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Beautiful song, Mandisa, singing about breakthrough. And we received a message from Brother Craig, and he says in his message that me and my brother, we share with our needy family of our Yahweh. So you see, Sister Hudisang, the family is also doing things out there. Thank you so much, Craig. May you continue sharing with the needy family out there, and may God increase for you and bless you. And we have another voice note message coming from Rosina Gordon. Let's hear what she says.
Goeiemiddag. Ek wil net vanmiddag ook sê, dierbaar as ek luister die gesprek, en dis baie fantasties. Ek wil ook sê, ek het ook 'n voedingsskema hier op Pakkelsdorp. Ek is Rosina Gordon. En dis vir my so 'n passie, so iets anders, is iets so fantasties, so opwindend, vind ek het. En met die hulp van ander hande wat my help, want ek voel as jy so iets het, het jy hande nodig. En ek is dankbaar vir die Here, dat die Here my gelei het om dit te doen. En ons is nou al 17 jaar, is ons nou al beskikbaar. En ek eer die groot God wat ons dien. Met die hulp van die Here voed ek die kinders en ou mensies. Party sit in rolstoele, party het loop op kurke, en party wat die kan kom tot hier nie, ons stuur hulle kosies tot by hulle huis. Maar dis amazing. Met 'n traan in my oog kan ek vanmiddag al die eer na die Here toe swaai, want God is in beheer. En ek glo en ek vertrou, as jy iets aanpak in die Here, dan is dit die moeite werd. Maar ek sê, ek doen dit op met 'n passie, en ek doen dit opwindend. En ek wil sê, be blessed, en die Here seën, halleluja.
Oh, hallelujah. Wow, thank you so much to Rosina Gordon, saying she's been doing this for 17 years now with the help of God. And she says she's doing this with a passion.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
What a touching message.
Sure.
And she's reaching out to so many people.
Exactly. And how long have you been doing this, Tabitha
since,
Foundation?
Since 2011.
Yeah. It's how long now? It's been 10 years.
My math just went on leave.
Me also. Brother Bussi, 10 years. Yeah. You and I did not do
math. Listen to me,
school.
Girl.
So it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Sure. So you see, Rosina says 17 years.
That's amazing.
So you are also on the right
track.
It's grace.
It's grace. And, can't do this on your own.
And I love the fact that she praises God. She says, with the help of God.
Yeah.
Med die help van die Here. Yeah.
Baie mooi, Rosina. Baie
dankie. Baie prachtig.
She's absolutely amazing.
So jy kan Afrikaans praat. Work.
you shall not put me to shame.
Yes.
Neto Vicky. Ek probeer. Yeah. Ek probeer, my word.
Wat is probeer?
I try.
Oh, you try.
See, I'm better than you.
And Brother Craig says, thank you, sister. Big stuff that just... what? I'm losing the message. He says, God is in charge. Mm. He is the way, the truth. And she says, thank you to the fantastic lady.
Wow.
The new wine is better.
Amen.
Yeah, so thank you so much. May we continue sharing with the needy.
Amen.
You know? And, and sharing with the needy doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a meal Friday.
No.
It's those an old pair of shoes that you're not using. Even if it's not old.
Yeah.
You know, we keep things that we don't even use.
We hoard.
And we know someone who's in need.
Yes.
So it's time we share.
There's always something to give.
There's always something to give.
Yeah, there's always something to give.
So, Khudisang, tell me, how do you balance being a wife, mother, you are a textile designer, you're a gospel artist, you're running the Tabitha Foundation. How do you balance? What are you superpowers? How do you do it?
Listen to me. Mm. Good husbands are from the Lord.
Amen.
My husband is such an amazing support system. You know, like, I can't even begin to explain.
Mm.
Like, you know, I'll be sewing, maybe getting ready for production. He'll do this or that, or make sure that this and that is in place.
Sure.
That I'm not stressed. If I have a ministry, he'll drive me, you know, like, okay, no, you just focus.
Even now, he brought you here, and he's sitting there outside.
He doesn't want me to stress.
I love this man.
Yeah, now.
He's a man of God.
And I've got a family that really understands my life, and that understands that God has graced me with, you know, all these things, all these assignments that need to be fulfilled.
Mm.
And I won't lie that without the help of God, I really would not be able to achieve anything. I really just surrender and I yield myself to him and he really helps me. And he gives me the wisdom to be able to plan properly.
Sure.
Sometimes we say we don't have time, but we have time. We just don't know how to plan and we just don't know how to maximize the hours in the day that God gives us.
Sure.
Yes.
So if someone is listening this afternoon and they would like to get involved in Tabitha Foundation just to help, maybe with a bag of rice or whichever way, clothes.
Yes.
How can people get involved?
People are
welcome to be involved, right?
People are welcome to be involved. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, like I'm saying, that there's always something to give.
Yeah.
That we always... Everybody
it
has
doesn't
a
have
seat.
To be money.
Like, that's what I was about to say. Like, it doesn't have to be money.
Mm.
You can literally donate, like, a bag of mixed fruit, mixed veg.
Mm.
You can donate soya mince. You can donate beef mince.
Mm.
You can donate rice, oil, tomato paste. You can get in touch with me. Like, hey,
You can donate your time to say, can I meet with you at
can
the
I come
corner
and help
to
you
help
serve?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Like, now it's even COVID time, so I prepack the meals from the house
so that
when I get there, I just give out. They don't have to stand in a queue, and you know, you can literally just come and help.
Sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And how can you encourage someone this afternoon who also just want to start, you know, like a feeding scheme? You know, sometimes the people who God maybe has spoken or is their desire, but they didn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage someone who wants to do this or who wants to, but they don't know how to start.
Yeah.
Can I start by buying a bag of rice? Can I just cook soup? Where do I go?
You don't even have to start by buying anything.
Yeah, okay.
You eat. Like, there's food in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, for instance, the day for the dustbin collection.
Okay.
Let me just make a typical example of what I do sometimes.
All right.
On Tuesdays, there's dustbin collection day.
Okay.
The leftover food that you know, you're not going to eat them.
And
they're sitting in your fridge.
In
you're
going to
throw them away.
Yeah.
Package them nicely, put them in a little bag, because these guys normally would come and look for boxes and plastic to go recycle.
Yeah.
Package the food nicely, put it next to the dustbin, they will get it.
Sure, wow.
They will get it.
That's,
like I'm
that's
saying,
such a beautiful gesture, actually.
Like what I'm put a bottle of water there, clean water in a bottle, keep for them. Keep it in your car when it's really hot, standing by the robot, just give a bottle of water out.
Sure.
Those clothes that you've been hoarding that you have not worn in the past 2 years because you believe that one day you're going to lose weight and you're going to fit into those clothes again, just package them and go give them to that woman at the robot that's sitting there with the child.
Sure.
There's always something to give.
True.
So you don't necessarily have to go out and buy something. And by the time you do that, God then begins to trust you, like, now I
see. If I can trust him with the small little things.
Okay, here's money then. Go buy. You understand?
Beautiful.
So, don't let the fact that you're thinking that you, don't let that limit you and don't let that hinder you.
Mm.
It's not necessarily about money.
Sure.
When Jesus fed the thousands, there was no money involved.
True. There was no transfer from this account to the savings. Mm-mm. It was just God at work.
It was just the little boy that was obedient to the voice of God. Say, hey, surrender those two loaves. Surrender those two fish and those five loaves.
Sure.
And people ate. Yes.
So how can our Radio Pulpit listeners get hold of you? Are you visible on social media? Do you have a ministry number we can get you on? How do we get hold of you?
Okay, my ministry number is 072.
Okay. Don't be quick. 072-197-1954.
Yes.
So they can either call or WhatsApp this number.
They can WhatsApp the number. Yes.
Okay. And can WhatsApp the number.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also on Facebook.
Okay. So let me start with the number. Ne?
Okay.
So you can WhatsApp Hudisang on 072-197-1954.
Correct.
072-197-1954 and they can get you on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
Either Hudisang Ogunbambi, which I doubt they'll remember, but Hudisang is there.
Yeah.
Tabitha Foundation is also there.
Tabitha Foundation is easy. Tabitha Foundation.
Yes.
On Facebook. Tabitha Foundation is named after Tabitha in the Bible.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're a woman of God. Spirit filled.
So, Dorcas. Dorcas.
Yes.
She was feeding the needy.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Sure.
And if you remember correctly, she was making also textiles.
Mm.
Right. So when she died, the women gathered and they brought all these beautiful patchworks that she had done for them.
Wow.
And they said to Peter, look, this one is not one we can afford to lose.
Mm.
She can't die. You've got to revive her. Do something. Like, we've been seeing y'all doing miracles before. You better perform a miracle on this one because she cannot afford to die.
Sure.
These were the widows and all the people that she's been supporting through her gifts.
Sure.
So that's where the name
came
from.
Hey, Tabitha,
inspired.
Hi, powerful.
Tabitha is boss, man.
Family, if you need to keep in touch with Hudisang, her WhatsApp number is 072-197-1954 or follow her on social media, Tabitha Foundation, and her private page is Hudisang Ogunbambi. Like she says, you probably might not get the same name right, but just follow Tabitha Foundation.
Exactly.
Or WhatsApp her 072-197-1954. So right now I would like us to pray. I would like you to lead us in prayer, actually.
Beautiful.
You know, times have been tough. People lost jobs. A lot of husbands have been retrenched. Wives have been retrenched. The pandemic sort of, you know, brought a new meaning to life.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to see life at a different...
Yes.
A lot of people are, I don't know, we are affected, infected.
Yes.
Whatever the Lord lays in your heart, lead us in prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to bless your name, oh God. Thank you that you're reaching out to us even in this season. Thank you that we're never forsaken. Thank you that we're never alone. We bless you, oh God. We come before the throne, oh God, to ask Jehovah that, Lord, you heal every broken heart. You heal those that are mourning, oh God. Reach out to the ones, oh God, that are experiencing pain and discouragement in the name of Jesus. At this time, we pray for provision for those, oh God, that are going through lack. Father, we pray for restoration for those, oh God, that have lost jobs, that have lost family members. Mudimu, restore their peace, restore their hope, oh God. We pray, oh God, Mudimu, that we will never be hopeless, oh God. We pray, Father God, that Lord, in this season, we will hear your voice clearly, oh God. We pray that, Lord, Mudimu, you turn, oh God, our mourning into dancing, Father. We pray, oh God, that, Father God, Mudimu, we will see your goodness in the land of the living. In this season, we pray, Lord, that you will teach us to count our blessings. Help us, oh God, to not complain, but for as long as we have life, oh God, teach us, oh God, to keep being grateful. Teach us to always look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father God, we know and we believe that you will perfect everything that concerns us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every seed that you've placed in our hands, oh God. We pray, oh God, Mudimwaka, that everything that you've placed in our hands to do will prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone listening right now that has been pondering on this ministry that you've called them to do, but that they are afraid. I rebuke every spirit of fear, and I pray, oh God, that you will begin to release courage, begin to release boldness, oh God, unto them, that they may begin to take these steps of faith. I pray that we will always know and be assured that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God, for we are persuaded that Modimo a ka lokileng, what you have promised, oh God, you are able to perform. Lord, we hold on to your word, we hold on to your promises. Every single thing that you've said concerning our lives shall surely come to pass. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for an uplifting, we pray for complete healing of the nations, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to be found standing strong. We decree and we declare that our faith will not fail, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. What a powerful prayer.
Amen.
Sure,
amen.
You are rooted in the word.
Hallelujah.
My sister, I'm so thankful. Thank you,
God,
for that prayer. May God's will be done. Khudisang Ugunbambi on 0721971954. Please WhatsApp her. Let's respect her privacy. WhatsApp her. 0721971954.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.